I'm just going to turn this down because he says a swear at the end of that, I believe. So just a tirade, I think. Very, very gross. A lot of J words. And
he's like that guy who goes bow hunting. What's his name?
Oh, Mel Gibson.
No. The rocker. Ted Nugent.
Ted
Nugent played a show in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
And he said something like, legal's taking our job, Hispanics.
Yeah. Bwam, 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 like, no time to recover.
Roundly booed, surprise.
Wow. In San Antonio?
Hey, what's going on? What's the thing?
Good heavens. I'm sorry. I forgot myself for 1 second. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you so much to Rush for his final Around the Town Sounds of 2011. See you next year, Rush. Yes. I didn't say you could speak. Just go. Just go. Is that your pen? You should leave that pen. Leave that.
All right, enough Rush talk.
All right, enough Rush talk. Now we're gonna play some 2112, some Rush. No, we're not. We're gonna play some of the OCs, another pick of my favorites of 2011. Right, this is from the Castlemania album. This is The Whipping Continues. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Yeah, the James Hetfield version. The time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. That's 512-472-5667. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open right now. If you tweet it, I will see it and read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. So quit your bitching.
And in my opinion, we just listened to the OCs. That's fact. What am I talking about? That was from the Castlemania album. One of my favorites of 2011, and that was The Whipping Continues.
Yeah, belt whip.
Yeah.
Belt whip.
Take that, competitors.
That's right. We're going to start belt whipping people in 2K12.
Oh, man. You kidding me? Yeah, get ready. The whipping's going to start and continue.
You're going to hear that leathery slap of me cracking my belt together.
That's right, so don't get all uppity. We'll send you away. We'll wish you into the cornfields in 2012.
That's right. You're going to be somewhere playing with your toys, a local tanner.
Uh-huh.
Tanning hides, and you're going to hear that belt snap.
Yep.
And you're going to just Pavlovian reaction. You're going to instantly run to the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
And hide. Ask to be a bird.
Did she ever get her wish? I didn't finish that movie.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Yeah, she becomes a bird at the end.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though.
What?
Forrest Gump had a job as a bird killer.
Oh, no. That makes perfect sense.
And he goes, I got one. I'm going to eat this bird tonight. And then he gets up to the corpse, and the bird changes back, and he's like Jenny, and he cries, and it's real sad.
Actually, sounds pretty boss. I'm going to watch that.
No, it was real like, it was like one of those Henry stories.
Oh, okay. So like, this guy has so many candy bars, he doesn't know what to do with them?
It was like, no, not the candy bar O. Henry, but Oliver Henry.
Okay.
Yeah, brother of Mark Henry, World's Strongest Man,
Sexual Chocolate. Oh, yes, of course, Sexual Chocolate, yeah. Yes. So this isn't about candy?
No, it's not about candy. Well, Sexual Chocolate, I mean, it's hard to.
Right, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the thing, like, she sold her bulletproof vest to buy him a gun.
Right.
And he shot her.
Oh, man. Just like a real, like, that's like a real O. Henry tale.
Yep. Like a real Oliver Henry tale.
I see. I get it now.
Oh, what do you mean?
O. Henry.
O. Henry. Who cares?
Your one-stop shop for short stories.
Yep. I was walking in downtown Austin. What's this crappy little house doing down here? Oh, the O. Henry home. Who cares?
Aw.
Yep.
How are you, Mac?
I am doing good.
Well, good.
This is our final show of the year, which is not surprising because it's New Year's Eve. Everything's like, I wanted to tweet like, final show of the year. But you know what? Today is every final thing of the year.
Yeah, it is.
It's the curse of New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, the curse of New Year's Eve, David, is if you don't kiss someone when the the ball drops or whatever, the clock strikes midnight, I believe that you get a disease.
Well, then I am 4 years deep on diseases, so nothing can kill me now.
I didn't do it last year. You know what I got? Stoneheart.
What?
I know. My heart turned to cold stone.
Whoa, did you also get that copy of Lionheart?
I'm incapable of love. Of course I got Lionheart.
What was that name of the Val Kilmer movie that I...
What are you talking about?
He was like a Native American cop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
You want me to... Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Without looking up, I think it was Thunderheart.
Thunderheart.
It?
Damn it. Of course it was.
Of course it was Thunderheart.
I get genuinely sad when I can't remember stuff like that now.
Besides, I was going to say, besides being the final show of the year, according to your math,
yes,
this is show 199.
That is correct.
So
yeah.
Mascot Wedding episode 199. That'd be a lot easier for us to follow if I was caught up on podcasts. That will happen in 2K12.
Yeah.
I swear to God, punch you right in the face if it doesn't, God. So next show is episode 200.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
After which we will mix up the format a little bit. So volume one Mascot Wedding ends next week.
In the books. I also like that a volume is 200 episodes long.
We're also thinking about having a live audience for the show.
That has been a dream of mine for years.
Because right now we're in a spacious studio, but it is me. I am here.
Mm-hmm.
And David is also here.
I am right next to you.
And that is it. If you would like to come watch us in studio next week, tweet at us at Mascot Wedding.
Yeah.
Or send us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. And we'll take a look at that. We'll call together a list.
Yeah, we'll figure out some logistics because right now it is powerful hot in here.
I can't promise you anything that you're guaranteed entry, but if you are interested, if this ends up happening, at Mascot Wedding, tweet, or actually, you know, just send us an email.
Yeah, you know, and don't expect other people to tweet and it just happen. Like, we're gauging interest here. So if you are interested, please let us know.
Yeah, we're not going to be, if like it's two people show up.
Right, exactly.
We're not going to just do it for two people.
Yeah, I don't want bohonkas here, like lighting firecrackers, like that little Chinese boy in Boogie Nights.
I don't want just two people. We're doing a show. They start necking.
Right, exactly. We don't need that.
They start sucking each other's necks, so they break some blood vessels. Yeah. Weird markings.
Exactly. Next thing you know, we got a corpse on our hands. We don't know how to get rid of it.
Next thing you know, I'm forced to take off my belt, start belt whipping people.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna go somewhere else with it. I thought you were gonna go Hearts of Atlantis with it.
Well, what is that? I know the Hearts of Atlantis, the movie.
Yeah, there's the part where the little boy's lady friend like separates her shoulder. And so...
Pretend like I've never seen this movie, because I haven't.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. So there's the...
I don't even know the full plot.
Right, but there's the little boy who befriends Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
And Anthony Hopkins is a magical sort of man.
Go on.
But he is mistaken for a child molester because he hangs around kids all the time.
I would do the same.
And so what happens one time in one scene is the little boy, he has a little girlfriend, and they're accosted by some bullies, and she ends up separating her shoulder.
Yeah.
So the little boy has to carry her back to Anthony Hopkins, and he's like, "Help me, Anthony Hopkins." So Anthony Hopkins takes off his belt and makes her bite down on it while he sets her shoulder back into place or whatever. And of course, like, the father comes in and sees her with her shirt off and him with his belt off. And he's like, "You get out of here, pervert." Yeah. So anytime like someone bites down on a belt, I think of Hearts of Atlantis, that completely forgettable movie.
Oh, we already got one person interested. Bleo.
Of course.
She says me.
Yeah, she'll be here. She'll be here dead drunk.
You don't have to be dead drunk.
Yeah, please don't. But
there will be shots before the show.
Yeah, I know her box wine is set on a time release on Saturdays. it's like a cuckoo clock.
There's like a ding. Drop whatever you're doing. Run to the box of Franzia. Oh,
if I'm not there, it'll just pour out onto the floor.
Is that what drinking sounds like?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the drinky monster.
I'm drinky monster. Hey, kids.
Hey, kids. Wine is a sometimes food.
Is that monster called Mom?
Yay! Hey. I wish my mom drank more. That's a weird thing to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, my parents don't really drink.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which I was always a little weird. Felt weird drinking around them. Especially once Calvin turned 17.
Yeah.
And then he just, bets were out the window.
Yeah.
Wait, bets are out the window? Is that an expression?
It is. It is. When in the 20s, when the feds would come and break up the betting houses, They would have to throw the bets out the window so there's no evidence.
Throw those bets out the windows, boys. Here comes the G-Men.
They would come in and chop those bet barrels with axes so all the bets would spill out.
You, what are these slips for here?
Well, those are for wiping our brows for when we're very nervous, like right now.
All right. Why don't you use it then?
Very well, then. I shall just wipe my brow and please ignore the ink smearing on my forehead.
Ink. That's it, boys. Take an axe to them. What would they be called?
If you, the what?
Well, let's back this up.
Okay.
So bootleggers, if you're trucking illegal booze.
Right.
You call it a bootlegger. What the hell does that mean?
Well, you would hide the booze in the leg of your boot.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Oh.
If it's not, that sounds great. I feel like, what's the game, Balderdash? I feel like I would dominate a Balderdash.
You're super confident, is that way?
Exactly.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
And also, I went to Vassar for a semester.
Wait, well, of course, what? You did?
Sure did.
The term was first coined in Omaha, Nebraska, so already, who cares?
Those bug eaters.
This, boop, boop, boop. What? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The supply of liquor to American Indians on reservations was done by concealing liquor in the high boots of a bootlegger. So... You were kind of right, and also it was kind of sad.
That I was right?
No, not that you were right, but that it was first coined because we were selling firewater.
Yeah, exactly.
To the Indians.
To the savages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The savages. Oh, I feel like Ken McKenzie Grant is crying somewhere.
Yeah, we have a dark history.
A dark history.
No, I meant that.
I think we're trying to fix that.
2012. Just go to the booths. 2012.
Go to the booths. What does that even mean?
I said go to the booths.
Huh?
The voting booths.
Oh, the voting booths. I thought you said go to the boots.
No. Ooh, I like that. Hey, in 2012, we're going to the boots.
Maybe that's what that stupid U2 song means. Put on your boots, sexy boots. Is that how that goes? I've never actually
No,
heard
it's
it.
A put on your boots, sexy boots. It's that.
Maybe it's talking, it's time to get loaded. Maybe U2 finally was like, screw this stupid, like, overpowering feeling of love stuff that we can't shut up about. Or how, you know, the world's going to get better. They just finally just broke down and recorded a party song.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sick of talking about Ireland. Let's talk about alcohol for once.
In the name of shooters. And then they just do them.
I had a thought.
Where's their red solo cup?
I think that's it. I think it's put on your boots.
Bleo tweeted at us and she says, shots before? ? Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I can bring snacks.
Oh, that made my stomach hurt already.
Shots and snacks. Tell you what, maybe we'll actually make people do Jaeger Blasters.
Ooh.
Which, as we all know, are the little peanut butter sandwiches that are dipped in Jaeger.
That they sell at Divergence
Nightclub. Divergence Nightclub in Sunken Valley.
Yeah. Oh, ask me what I did last night.
What'd you do last night?
I had some moonshine.
Literal moonshine?
I sure did.
Where did you get that?
It was the best. A friend of ours by the name of Ashley, she procured some, and I had some, and it was delicious, but man, it packed a wallop. It was hot in the throat.
Oh, you know, there's that restaurant called Moonshine.
There is, yeah.
And they actually do have moonshine.
Is that so?
There, yes. And it was just like that. Unpleasant.
I didn't say it was unpleasant.
Yeah, I literally saw them cleaning a gun with it later.
Yeah, well, this one was, if you're going to clean a gun with it, it would be a delicious gun.
But you enjoyed it even though it packed a wallop?
I sure did. Yeah, it's hard to explain. There was something about it, but at the same time, it was a lot like a woman in that way, where it was pleasant, but then it bit you. It just took you downtown, my man.
I think you were dating a snake.
No, that can't be true.
Her luxurious, long, scaly body, her poisonous teeth, the way she would dislocate her own jaw to swallow it in. Well, this is getting a little dirty. Or not. I don't know. I was literally just talking about a snake, but now I felt kind of creepy talking about a snake. You know what? I will say this. People are making their list of like, top, you know, whatever, like viral videos. I watched that Honey Badger video about 30 times. I have to say, that thing makes me smile like few things did this year. That's let's retire that thing. Hey, we got a phone call. KOP on the air.
Hey, Party Wagon, where you at?
This is a radio show. Is that who you're trying to reach?
Yeah, this is the Moscow Wedding Show, right?
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, come on. Quit effing around. We talked last
week. Whoa, all right, let's watch a little with the language. I know you cleaned it up, but let's try to just avoid that.
I'm sorry. Let's quit jerking around.
Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, of course you do, you dumbass.
All right. This is Garth, isn't it?
That's right. Come on.
Yeah, you're that criminal. You called in last week.
Yeah. Where are you?
I am at the radio station doing a show where you just called me, idiot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you called in last week to invite me to some sleazy New Year's Eve party that you're actually starting on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's right. Been going on for a week straight.
Yeah, and you bragged about the guests you were going to have and how you could bring them drugs.
Yeah.
So what do you want, scumbag?
Well, I mean, we're coming up on midnight, and I'm setting up my big finale, but the natives are starting to get restless.
I guess we're coming up on it if we're like 6 hours away from it.
Yeah, but it's taking a lot of prep, and everybody's just kind of, you know, coming down and stuff, and like...
Oh, so you actually had your party?
We're still having it.
How's that going?
It's, Zwan just got done playing Los Exorcisto in its entirety. They're taking requests.
The band Zwan, Billy Corgan's band. Yeah, that's right. You said they're
going to be... They've been playing, nonstop for a few days, just taking album requests. But I put in Smash a few days ago, and they haven't played that album yet.
Oh, they were going to play the entire album?
Yeah.
That was Smash by Offspring.
Offspring, yeah. It's got some great classics.
What other albums have they played?
They just got done playing Los Exorcisto. Devil Music Volume 1.
That's by that White Zombie album, right?
That White Zombie's best album.
Okay, sorry.
There's a lot of Astro Creep lovers out there, but no, that's the one that does it for me.
Gotcha.
And they played Far Beyond Driven, that Pantera album.
I guess so, sure.
They played Funky Divas by En Vogue. They played the Rocky V soundtrack.
How long have they been playing?
They've been playing since about Wednesday.
Wow. Straight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, when they can. And then when they get tired, Kurt Loder comes up and tells stories.
Oh, okay. So is this party going okay? It seems a little uneven.
Everybody's kind of getting restless, and Herman Cain's kind of getting a little grabby.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised. Can I be honest with you, Garth?
Yeah.
You told me about this party, and it sounded super creepy and honestly unsafe. But I'm impressed that you've been able to keep a party going for a week.
Well, thank you. I just need to keep it going long enough for the finale, but I don't know if I'm going to get these holes done in time.
What holes are you talking about?
The gopher holes.
You've lost me. Gopher holes?
Well, I wanted to end the new year, or I wanted to end 2011 the same way my favorite movie ended. So I'm going to end it like Caddyshack, and I'm just going to have a full-on gopher attack.
So... you're gonna. I still don't get what that means. Like, because Caddyshack ended with the gopher like dancing to that. Isn't that a Journey song?
No, it was Kenny Loggins.
Oh yeah, all right, that song.
No, that's the American version. That's not my version.
Well, how do you do it?
Well, it was kind of a bootleg version, and at the end of my bootleg version, a bunch of gophers, like maybe about 30 or 40, just killed everybody.
Wait, you had a version of Caddyshack that ended with gophers killing people?
Well, it wasn't mine. I procured it. Man, the look on Judge Smales' face when he gets his face bitten off, it was sick.
Oh my. There's a version of Caddyshack where Judge, played by what's his name? Ted Knight?
Played by Jimmy Walker.
No, Judge Smales was Ted White, or Ted Knight.
No, again, that's the American version.
Oh, what's your version?
It was made by some Saudi prince.
Oh, yeah. There's that Saudi prince that owns his own theater in Sunken Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had Caddyshack made a few years ago with Walter Matthau's Carl Spackler and Chaka from Land of the Lost as Danny Noonan. It was pretty great.
Is Walter Matthau still alive?
No, this was made a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Before he passed.
He's dead.
All right, that's... I know people say that, but...
You ever hear people say that? He did.
I do hear people say that, but I think it's a little disrespectful.
Ow!
What? Hey, are you all right?
Hey, listen, I gotta go. I think one of the gophers just checked into my pants hotel.
Wait, so you literally have a bunch of gophers there?
Yeah, I'm about 20 deep. Ow! Ow!
Look, I don't think you should have a lot of gophers there. I don't think that's a safe... Hello, Garth? 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 Yeah, hung up on me. I guess that gopher did attack him. Well, it's nice to know that. A bunch of gophers. I got that waiting for me when I return to Sunken Valley tonight.
And enjoy your Sunken Valley New Year, everybody.
Hey, where were you on that?
I was tending some business. There was a thing going on outside.
Oh, radio business.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's got to be tended to. You know, David,
yes.
I was thinking over to K11,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, what was my top album, my favorite album of the year?
Yeah.
And I have to honestly say it was By the Vaccines.
Yes, of course.
The What Would You Expect from the Vaccines was the name of the album. I think I played 4 to 5 tracks off of it throughout the year on this show. I just couldn't get enough of it. It was kind of surf rock in a way, but not quite. I don't know, but I thought it was really solid, and it spoke to me like no other album did. And I looked at all the year-end best album list, and it was not on a single one of them,
mm-hmm.
which made me think, was Diane miss something on here? I don't know.
You know what? In this day and age, wear it as a badge.
I will wear it as a badge.
Good for you.
Because I was like, is this just a band that media didn't pick up on? Is that what's going on?
Right.
I don't know if that's the case, though. However, I'm not going to play a track by them. Maybe if we have time later in the show.
Okay.
One of my other favorite albums of the year, Royal Bangs, came out with their album, which was called what?
It was called...
Why don't I know this? I do know this. Give me a second.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to look it up. All right. Flux Outside.
Yes.
The Flux Outside, and they are actually in town tonight.
Oh.
There might still be tickets available, so check into it if you're interested in it, but they're playing with White Denim. It's a Slacker magazine New Year's Eve party, and in honor of them and their great album in the year 2011, Leaving. This is Fireball by the Royal Bangs. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Ah, yes, the mega mix of the Mascot Wedding Bad Music. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. We are at the bottom of the hour. You just heard Royal Bangs from Flux Outside, I think is the name of the record. I'm sorry if I'm distracted, but we are getting a phone call. Let us go to the phones! KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, this is KOP.
This is KOOP. Yes, you are on the air.
Can I talk to the host?
You're talking to the host right now? You are on the air.
Hey, host, this is Big Radio.
I'm sorry, could you say Big Radio?
This is Big Radio.
Wait a second, I think I know who this is.
I called you last week.
Yeah. I unfortunately was away last week. I was on assignment, but my co-host Mac mentioned that he got a call from a special guest last week.
Yeah, it's me, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, this is amazing.
They call me Big Baby New Year.
You know what? I will. Hi, Big Baby New Year.
Yeah.
So
what's going on?
Nothing. We're doing our radio show right now.
Yeah, it's a show. I'm actually in town right now.
Wait, hold on. You're in Austin right now.
Well, I'm in Sunken Valley.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing in Sunken Valley?
I'm at this crazy NBA party.
You're at an NBA party?
Yeah, Kevin Willis is here.
Wait a second.
Crazy as Smash Pumpkins is playing.
Hold on. Okay, so former NBA player,
some crazy white guy,
right? Yeah, that's probably Billy Corgan. But that's not Smashing Pumpkins. That's Zwan. That's Billy Corgan's other band.
Whatever.
I'm sorry. Could you tell me, like, are you outside in the parking lot of a club called Diversions?
Well, I'm in my car right now.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I'm in my Shaq Hummer.
Your Shaq Hummer.
Yeah, it's got a big Superman ass on the side of it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with your love of Superman.
Look, I need some advice.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, anything for you.
Okay, well, I got a girl with me.
Okay.
Went to this party, and it's kind of whack. So we want to leave, but I don't know what a good place to hang out in Sunken Valley.
Oh, geez. Well, okay, let's see, Sunken Valley. Have you tried...
Can't be too public.
Okay, too public. Well, I mean, there's a hip...
This girl's kind of crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's a hipper, like, younger part of Sunken Valley called Valley Heights.
Oh, she'll just fight them.
She'll just fight them?
Yeah. She gets real combative when she sees all the women.
Well, no, you know, it's where, like, the hip kids hang out. Like, there's a couple of, like...
I mean, she'll, like, pick up a kid, swing her around by the hair because with a 7-foot wingspan.
Wait, hold on. So this woman you're with has a 7-foot wingspan?
Yeah, she's Kiki Mutombo.
Hold on.
Shakembe Mutombo's sister.
Right, right. I heard about her. This is Shakembe Mutombo.
Yeah, she's in the bathroom right now.
Okay.
We gotta talk fast.
I'm sorry. I heard she ate an entire cow. I heard that story.
She did.
Gosh, I don't.
She ate most of it in one sitting.
Uh-huh.
And then she saved the bones.
Uh-huh.
And she used them to tell fortunes.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, if she likes bones, she can go to that chicken place, Henry Rollins Roasters. She can go there.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, one man to another.
Yeah, sure.
She's pretty freaky deek.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep
it in the bedroom.
Let's keep it clean. We're on the radio.
She did the Mutombo finger wag.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it's not what you're thinking.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So she wasn't blocking shots like Dikembe Mutombo.
No, she was letting everything go.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. We don't need to talk about that. We're on the air right now. Let's keep it clean.
She was grabbing rock.
I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time?
No, she was picking up rebounds.
Okay. Okay. That's again.
What do you think that means?
I think. Can I not say what I think that means?
Because it's a sexual term that I invented.
And what does it mean?
Well, you got to be 7 foot tall to do it.
All right. I don't need to hear the rest of it. That's plenty for me.
I can send you a JPEG.
No, please don't send me a JPEG if you want to. It's a mascot.
I'm not in it, though. Just a Kimber.
Okay. Well, still, it's kind of frightening to me anyway.
I'm also in town because I got to film a movie here.
I'm sorry. You're in a summer movie?
No, I'm filming a movie.
Oh, you're filming a movie.
I don't know when it's going to come out. Maybe summer.
Okay, you're filming a movie. Wow, this is exciting. I did not realize that at all.
Yeah, there's that filming Dark Knight Rises.
Hold on. You are in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, like a different version of it.
What do you mean a different version?
There's a Saudi prince down here who makes his own versions of movies. And I'm playing Batman.
You're playing Batman in this. Okay, I've heard about the Saudi prince. He makes versions of his own movies.
Yeah, he got a copy of script, Dark Knight Rises, and we're shooting it right now.
Wow.
I'm also playing Bane.
So you're playing Batman and Bane?
Yeah, because like Batman and Bane are brothers.
That is wild.
That's what happens in a movie. You find out that they're brothers.
Wait a second. Wow, that's kind of a big deal, but that's also... I think that might be an erroneous copy of the script.
No, I think it's pretty good. Because at the end, Batman takes off Bane's mask.
Uh-huh.
And it looks just like him.
And it's you in both parts.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Wow, that is going to be
There's a scene where, Catwoman was attacking me.
Uh huh.
And I beat her by breaking a glass backboard of a basketball goal. Shoots some nasty dunks right on top of her head.
So you defeat Catwoman by doing a nasty dunk on top of her.
Oh, so nasty.
And shattering
I'll break it off right on top of her head.
All right, okay.
I'll bring it down. I'm a monster.
And who's playing Catwoman?
They call me the Big Batman.
And who is playing Catwoman in this version of The Dark Knight Rises?
It's that girl from TV.
I'm sorry.
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel is playing Catwoman.
Oh, no way. It's his sister. The one from Bones.
Oh, okay. Emily. Emily Deschanel.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because she speaks French better.
Why does she need to speak French?
Because Catwoman speaks French.
That is not even a little bit true.
I'm pretty sure it is because that's what's going on in this movie.
Wow. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. You should see this one dunk I do. So savage.
So wait.
And the kid, she can't stop me at all. I mean, I scored like 40 points this one game.
In the movie, you're just playing basketball the entire time?
Well, that's how I beat Bane. The Catwoman, they got a Rucker Park League, except it's Gotham Rucker Park.
Uh-huh.
It's all from our streetball team together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nothing but dunks.
So is this...
It's me, mm-hmm. Aquaman, played by Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah.
And, Kevin Willis is in there.
Uh-huh.
He plays Flash. Not like D-Wade.
That is funny, because I do remember, or I thought I saw Rafer Alston outside of Los Quesos the other day.
Yeah, Rafer Alston plays my Robin.
Wow. Okay, it's all starting to make sense now.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to tell you. This sounds cuckoo bananas.
Actually, I had a part in a movie myself. I was talking to the Saudi prince, and I was like, hey, can I dunk on a guy who looks just like Pat Riley? Okay. And he goes, yeah. And I was dunking a guy just looks just like Kobe.
Okay, so you want to find, you need to find somebody who looks like Pat Riley and looks like Kobe?
I already found him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
yeah, I dunked on him.
Oh. Is it anybody big or is it just people who look like them?
Just look like.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was expecting more big names.
Oh, hey, Kimberly's coming back quick. To where should I go?
Oh, okay.
Oh, crap. Oh, my God. Oh, she's coming. I got to go. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
I'm the big scared right now.
Okay. Well, be careful. Be careful, Shaquille.
Shaquille, put it there. Shaquille.
My goodness. I don't think I've ever heard Shaquille O'Neal that scared ever. I don't think I've ever heard him scared, period. That's, well, wow. A big, wow. Shaquille O'Neal, everybody. And I guess he is at Garth's party. I guess that thing's still going on. But that is wild. And man, Shaquille,
I can't believe Bane is Batman's brother.
I would not put too much credence into that. And where were you?
I was tending to some business.
Fair enough. Business.
There's some radio business you, to be attended to.
Radio business takes precedent overall.
It definitely does, sir.
That is a motto we've had
mm-hmm.
since day one, 199 episodes ago.
I would love to put pleasure before business, but I'm sorry I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Business first.
Unless the two ladies are named Pleasure and Business. Casino Royale.
Wasn't that how it was in that one Batman movie? Batman Forever.
Where
Two-Face had two ladies. One was called like Pleasure. It was called Business.
Oh, I hope I didn't rip off Batman Forever.
No, I'm being stupid.
I will. No, well, it, you know what? That's the thing, though. It didn't sound that far-fetched.
They had one called like Fire, one called Ice.
I think you're right. I think so. Or like one. I'm just going to keep doing this for an hour. That's it's not worth it at all.
I bet it is.
Well, time will tell. In 2012.
Do you want to take a break or do you want to go right into buy or sell?
You know what? Let's take a break. Let's regroup. Let's finish the radio business and let's...
I did have a tad more to do.
We have a little bit more to do. But
is this another highlight of 2K11, this next track you're going
to
play?
Keep talking. I need to find it. But yes, it is.
All right. David Maxwell Smart.
It's my Johnny Carson.
Oh, is that what that was? I guess I should have.
All right, Fern.
Should have picked up on that. Oh, let me check the Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
I haven't checked in a bit here.
In the meantime, but I will chat this up. This is probably for my favorite album of 2011, which I don't even know if it came out in 2011, but I discovered it in 2011. But it's...
Regular Karate says, Batman is the bandit.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's film that.
Creepy.
That weird Smokey and the Bandit 3.
Masco Pleo says, I have a plan. I plan to have a wallop tonight. What does that mean? Is that a booze reference?
I don't know. Or maybe her phone autocorrected wallaby. She plans to have a drink.
You're going to have a wallaby. I was dating, real quick story.
Sure, sure, sure.
I was dating this girl. And I'm at the time, and she was like, hey, let's go to this concert. This guy got us tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're there, I was like, so how'd you know the guy? I was like, well, and it's like, he had asked her out once. And okay. I was like, oh, so I got to go to this dude's thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I met this dude, and I was like, man, he's got nothing on me.
Uh-huh.
And then there was an Australian guy was visiting.
Okay.
And this guy was over. We'll call him Concert Danny.
Okay.
And so I'm in this, I was talking to the Australian guy or whatever, just because he was a house guest and he was nice. Concert Danny walks up, he's like, how's it going? And the guy's like, hey, how are you? And he's like, oh, you're from Australia? Good day, mate. And I turned to my lady friend at the time and was like, I would never do that. You chose correct.
Check and mate.
But we broke up, so whatever. Who cares?
Okay, well then, never mind. Because that's how relationships go sometimes. And that's it. Anyway, Apex Manor. From the year of magical drinking, this is Under the Gun. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Después de esto.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hola, Cormet.
And we're back down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard Apex Manor from the year of magical drinking that was Under the Gun. I liked it. I don't care if you do. Take that, Pitchfork. Or a cooler blog, because apparently that's not cool.
So, David, we are now going to do a segment called Buy or Sell.
Let's just do it.
2K12. Hype sound. That's how you do it.
Boom.
Boss with the hot sauce. So here's how this works, David.
Yes, sir.
To explain to you and the folks at home. Let's make it for the way I say a lot.
What the hell was that?
Because I started off, I go, this is how this works.
Uh-huh.
And I hate when I just fill space with buh.
Well, there's a dullard filter on this board, isn't there?
Oh, there is? Well, then you're probably just staring weird gaps.
Maybe so.
Anywho, I'm going to give you some things that were hot, not necessarily hot in 2011.
Okay.
But they were notable or popular or big. And if these were stocks.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to be greater?
Okay.
In 2K12 or less than?
Okay.
In 2012. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
So, would you buy or sell for 2012, let's call it 2012.
All right.
Ryan Gosling, buy or sell?
Ryan Gosling for 2012?
Cuz he was real hot in 2011.
Oh, white hot. In that he was a hot white guy. I would buy short term.
You got to buy for the entire year.
I know. Oh, yeah. No, I would buy for 2012.
So you think he's going to be hotter in 2012 than he was in 2011?
I think he will. Yes, I do.
Because honestly, I'm going to go. I'm going to say sell.
Okay.
Because he was runner-up this year in People's Sexiest Man Alive.
He was.
I don't think he's going to go over the top next year.
I think he will.
I think this is I think Gosling is going to have a drive. I don't think he's going to reach it in 2022. I would sell.
Well, then we shall see. Look, well, that's the thing. I don't know what his movie slate looks like.
Oh, well, why are you buying and selling then when you're uninformed?
I'll tell you why.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Oh, did you want to make a point there?
About no. That's
Lord of the Rings. Buy or sell.
Lord of the Rings. So we're talking the entire universe. We're talking.
Yes, Lord of the Rings, because there's a movie coming out next year.
Yeah. I would absolutely buy because there's a movie coming out next year.
You think that its stock is going to get raised by the Hobbit movie?
I do. I think, and also its stock has been in a fallow period ever since the early aughts.
That's true.
So it's, it's dormant. We're in this like...
You think that's going to go crazy, boffo box office?
I think so. I mean, because if you remember, if you can wash parts of your brain out and remember the summer, or remember like... Remember, like, early 99 before Episode 1 came out? Like, how great was Star Wars? Like, everybody was ready for that?
Yeah, but Star Wars was gone for, like, what, 20 years? 3 years?
Well, but they did the re-release, though. They did the re-release in 97.
That's true. That's re-release. That first one grossed over 100 million.
Yeah. Okay, going back to Lord of the Rings, I think I would buy it.
I would buy it as well.
Good for you.
Marvel movies.
Oh.
2K11 this year you had... X-Men First Class,
mm-hmm.
You have Thor, you have Captain America. Next year, the Avengers movie coming out, kind of risky.
Yeah.
Hasn't been done, really, in movies. The way that they're stockpiling all their characters, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, even the Incredible Hulk, even though since it's a third actor in that role, does it really matter?
And you don't really, the actor isn't the thing that people are going to see, apparently.
Will it be big or will people get sick of it? Buy or sell? Avengers.
I think people are
gonna... Marvel movies in general.
Right, exactly.
Because you also have...
Ghost Rider 2, and you also have The Amazing Spider-Man.
That's true.
Mark Webb directed.
So at its current value,
2K11,
buy or sell?
Here's the thing. Okay, my short answer...
Because look, a lot of these things are going to still be popular.
Yeah.
But will you make money?
Yeah. I'm going to sell on Marvel
movies.
You're
going to sell.
Yeah, as big as the Avengers... And really, Spider-Man figure to be.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're going to be as good as people want them to be, and I think there's going to be a huge backlash.
I'm going to buy.
Okay.
I'm going to buy because as much as, the X-Men First Class and Thor and Captain America, people seem to like those. People love that Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
That is true. But when he's fighting for screen time with... Chris Hemsworth or Liam Hemsworth, whichever one it is. One of the Hemsworth boys.
I think the combined heat off of that movie, I don't think Ghost Rider is going to help anything.
Uh-huh.
As much as I want that to be a whole lot of fun because it's by the crank guys, Neville Dean and Taylor.
Yes.
I think it's probably going to be crappy.
I think the Avengers is going to be the Blues Brothers 2000.
All right.
The Marvel movies.
Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That's weird that I said it just like Shaq did. Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's because he just said it. That's exactly why it's fresh in my brain.
It's in our heads.
Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, buy or sell?
Oh, do we have to package them together? I would sell immediately because...
We're packaging together because they just released that like... Tweehard, as our friend of the show Dave Heumann said.
Yeah,
that very twee video of them like playing the little musical instruments, being like, "What do you do when on New Year's or whatever?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a song. You can sing it.
Okay.
God, I'm selling, and not. I don't know if they're going to get bigger because actually, Joseph Gordon-Levitt figures to be prominent in The Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight Rises.
But this is. I'm selling the same way people wouldn't draft Michael Vick in their fantasy teams. Like he might get you points, but no thanks.
Well, you have to almost consider it like if you're starting a team over, would you take Kobe Bryant or, you know, Dwayne Wade? Is like, well, Kobe Bryant's a better player, but Dwayne Wade's a little bit younger. He's going to last a little bit longer. Yeah. You take Dwayne Wade. I think that their stock will be down.
Yeah.
Because I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think people wanted to see more of him after Inception.
Right.
But I don't know if this role is going to do it. And I think Zooey Deschanel, people are kind of wising up to that. I don't think their stock's going to be as high as it was in 2K11, so I'm going to sell.
See, I'm a little bummed out that you packaged them, because I still am very high on Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He's best.
Yeah, he is. But Zooey Deschanel...
I don't think he's going to get hotter the next year than he is right now.
I agree with that, but I think people are full of Zooey Deschanel.
We don't have to do all these, so I may skip ahead, but Tim Tebow, buy or sell?
Sell! Are you kidding me? He's not good, first of all, and then he's going to, if I may, crap out in the playoffs.
I'm going to sell as well.
Okay.
Donks. By yourself.
Buy. Always buy.
Oh, buy. Donks. Donks forever.
That's an evergreen. That's donks, Coca-Cola.
Donks. Donks. That's an evergreen stuff. Louis C.K.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because he had a pretty hot year.
Uh-huh.
Show a lot of show and effects, critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
He just did that special that he released. I think he made like, what, $2 million off of it?
Something like that, yeah.
You can follow information about that if you want to Google around.
Yeah. Donated to charity, which was the greatest PR move.
But is he going to get hotter?
No, in 2K12? Absolutely not.
I think it's a hard year to repeat unless he makes a movie or something. I'm going to sell as well.
Yeah, are you kidding me? This was his. This was his best year ever.
Okay, Pepper Spray. Pepper Spray. Buy or sell next year.
Pepper Spray. You know what? That's. I would. I'm going to buy.
I'm going to sell.
Okay.
I would advise people to go out and buy it on their own.
Of course.
I had that ability, which I don't.
Right.
Just because I think it makes a handy weapon.
I'd sell it as a punchline. I'd buy it as an actual thing because we're ramping up to an election year. Activism is reaching a weird peak, which is kind of unsettling. But I think it's going to be around.
I'm going to sell. By the way, I have a short song, so we can keep going.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Here's a twofer. Rooney Mara, buy or sell.
Ha. Rooney Mara, buy
star
or sell.
Of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I'm going to sell because I think The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is going to leave a bit of a stink on her, and she's not going to get as many jobs as she'd like.
Bye, pretty lady. Now here, her Swedish original, Noomi Rapace. She played the gypsy in the Sherlock Holmes movie. Next year, she's going to be in Prometheus.
Yes.
She was the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The original Elizabeth Salander?
Yeah.
I buy because I am so enamored with her and I can't explain why.
I'm going to buy as well. I think Prometheus looks really good.
That thing's going to be sick.
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes?
There was a lot of crappy, wussy East Coast earthquakes, including also some in Texas. I survived one of them.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's going to get worse?
Well, seeing as
it's going to get a hotter thing.
As 2012 approaches, I'm going to go pure speculation and buy.
All right. I will. Oh, boy. I'm going to buy as well.
Okay.
I think more earthquakes are coming next year.
I think
brace yourself.
I think it's all hitting the fan.
All right. Here's another one. Texas. The state of Texas. Buy or sell?
Texas, buy or sell? I'm selling.
I'm buying.
Oh, really? Why?
I think that guy, what's his name? That monkey we got as a governor right now?
Oh, Richard Percy.
Richard Percy, that ape.
Yes.
I think once he goes away,
because
he's not winning the Republican election.
No, he's just going to come back to his job.
This place won't look so bad anymore to outsiders. Our stock will go up.
You know what? I think he has left a bad mark, and I also am looking forward to another summer of 120 degrees.
I think that our sports teams will continue to do well.
Some of them will.
Some of them will?
Yeah.
Are we going to? Because we had a championship this year, the Mavs.
The Mavs.
I wish it was someone else.
Though. The Rangers will continue to be the Buffalo Bills of baseball.
Oh, no. 0-4.
And I'm going to love that.
Callers on this show, would you buy or sell?
Sell.
Always sell. Oh, my God, guys. He's selling. He's losing faith in you.
No. Well, what have they shown me? What have they shown me in 2011?
Honestly, I'm going to buy. because the price right now, so low.
That is true.
This is the last show of the year. This phone hasn't called. I mean, we've had some odd. We got Shaquille O'Neal and Garth calling in.
Yeah.
But what about regular listeners, not criminals and celebrities?
We're 199 shows deep in this thing. We don't have people. Where's our George Bailey moment? Where's our?
I think it can't get any lower. So I'm buying right now.
Smart choice.
Okay.
I think they stink to high heaven.
How about this one? The apocalypse. The apocalypse. Oh, by yourself.
I'll sell.
As much as I do believe the apocalypse will happen next year.
Oh, is that right?
And you might be saying, well, Mag, why are you living your life like this? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't you? And I was like, well, this is how I want to live it. Wasting it.
Yeah. Oh, always.
So, but I think sell. But you know what? I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to buy.
Really?
I don't think the actual apocalypse will happen, but I love post-apocalyptic things.
That is true.
So I think I'm going to buy. I got a good feeling next year.
We're not buying on selling on post-apocalyptic.
No, just the apocalypse itself. Yeah. All right, I'll sell then.
Okay, good for you.
Final one, David. You ready?
Yes, sir.
For 2K12, would you buy or sell Mascot Wedding Show?
Always buy.
You buy.
You kidding me?
This thing's going up in value. It's like gold.
Yeah, it's evergreen.
It's the magic metal that could. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, everyone, if you're listening, please have yourself a safe and happy New Year's Eve. And we will see you next week for the 200th show. And once again, we are recruiting people that if you want to be here and actually watch the show live, send us an email at mascotwedding@gmail.com. We got a couple tweets to read. Austin Folk says, thank you. I love Hada Hype Sound. But he spelled hype with a J, just like your last name.
Nice.
So, yeah, you want to give the closing business?
Sure. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Facebook, folks. We're on Twitter, @MascotWedding. That's it. Happy New Year, Mac.
Yes, Happy New Year. And I will go out with my aforementioned album I Like Most This Year. This is The Vaccines. This is the first track, Wreckin' Ba, Ra, Ra, Ra. See you guys later.